A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about the new star WWE has monster plans for. Could a WrestleMania title match be set for a big change? We're also going to talk about the mystery slot that has been scheduled for WrestleMania. And on top of all of that, Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley is getting kind of maybe a little shooty. I don't know. They're taking shots at each other all over the place. We'll talk about that towards the end. I'm Andy, this is the news, solo one again today, public holiday in the UK. No one else is stupid enough to turn up to work, but that's okay, we're going to kick this one off with some good news, talking about the WWE star, young, up and coming. How young is this guy actually? I'm not terribly sure. But definitely up and coming, newer name to the company that WWE has monstrous plans for indeed. That person is Ilya Dragunov, the current NXT champion, set to defend that belt against Tony D'Angelo. I can hear Adam screaming from across town at Stand and Deliver in Philadelphia this very weekend. But it sounds like WWE has some big plans for Ilya indeed. This is a report from Fightful Select's Cody. It's WrestleMania week. Corey Brennan, who notes that although Ilya is not currently called, he's not currently planned for a call-up to the main roster in WWE, he is expected to go to the main roster upon losing the NXT Championship. Some people in NXT feel that he is above or beyond the brand at this stage in his run. Now, some fans have questioned whether or not Ilya going back to Europe to see his family semi-regularly is a stumbling block in him hitting the main roster. But Fightful, apparently, have not been told of such issues, and WWE are happy to accommodate these things. I think he has family in Germany. It would make a lot of sense, considering he used to wrestle extensively for WXW. Now, it's noted that Dragunov was never really considered for the NXT Europe project, which hasn't really kicked off yet. But several people believe that WWE sees him as similar to Gunther, that level of talent, and plan to push him to a similar capacity eventually. Dragunov has been praised pretty heavily in NXT. One of the things he gets that praise for is needing very little direction from producers on NXT, which makes him kind of unique on the brand. He's also been praised for being easy to work with, having an incredible mind for the business, and also for, and this is a direct quote, for being a wonderful person to be around. So, glowing review indeed for Ilya Dragunov, and it's very appropriate that the wrestler he's being compared to is Gunther. They are career rivals inside WWE and out. Obviously, their WWE matches are just incredible pieces of work that stand amongst the best stuff the company has put out in this century. But also, going beyond that, I mentioned WXW earlier. If you're able to track down some of their work in that promotion in Germany, out of this world in-ring rivalry. And obviously, Dragunov's chops are well known. Every single time this guy steps into the ring, it seems like he has that person's best match, or at least that person's best match in a while. Obviously, Dijak is a very talented guy, but they've had incredible matches together on NXT. The Trick Williams match just a couple of months ago was sensational as well, which is quite an achievement because Trick, for all his positive qualities, and I love the guy, I think he has a very high ceiling, he's still putting the pieces together in the ring, and Dragunov went out there and had a main event caliber match with him. He's very impressive across the board. I think some people might be a little bit disappointed that the call-up isn't coming maybe like now, I guess, because he's good and stuff. But I don't think this is a negative at all. Sounds to me like they're waiting for the right time maybe to drop the belt, the right person to take that. Is that Tony? Is that Tony D'Angelo with the mafia gimmick and insinuating that he kills people by throwing them off bridges? Not for me personally, but we'll see what happens at Stand and Deliver. Anyway, let us know what you think down in the comment section below. What are you doing with Ilya Dragunov? How are you pushing him? How are you promoting him? Does he get that Gunther level push? Does he get like a long ass intercontinental title run? Something like that. Maybe he rehabs the US title a little bit. Or not that it's in a terrible place with Logan Paul, but you know, build it up a little bit. That'd be cool. Let us know in the comments section below. Next, we're going to talk about the WrestleMania match that might be subject to change. This is all a bit up in the air at the moment, but it's the tag team title scramble. You know, this big ass match that has like 7 million teams in it. Currently, it's the Judgment Day defending their belts against DIY, The Awesome Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, and New Catch Republic. But there may be a little change going on there. Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer, reports that he had seen a lineup of the pay-per-view where A-Town Down Under, that being Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, weren't listed, and Pretty Deadly were in that place. They were in the lineup for this match, this big-ass ladder match that's just going to be a crazy wild spot fest, people flying all over the place. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, all of these teams have qualified for this match, including A-Town Down Under, so you would need to build in a story there, but obviously Waller and Theory not qualifying for this in the most honest sporting of means. So maybe there'll be a change-up and a way to get Pretty Deadly in there. It's not, you know, this report has been misinterpreted as every single word that comes out of Dave Meltzer's mouth seems to be. People just pull these points in all kinds of directions. He's not saying it's a dead cert, just that this is reflective of a lineup that he had seen. So we'll see what happens. At the moment, we're looking at, what, 13 matches across two nights? Looking like a couple of big-ass shows. It's WrestleMania. Of course they're big shows. It's the biggest wrestling event of the year. I think the show across the board looks very good, and I'm looking forward to just, I mean, so many things, but we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to the X Twitter, whatever you call it, Elon Musk, when he personally asks questions at the end of the video. Right, let's talk about another thing, big point of intrigue coming into WrestleMania. Steve Austin, John Cena, Avengers, Bloodline, Rock, Cody, all of this. We've been speculating about it for several weeks. There was the trucks on Raw. There's been a bunch of different reports saying yes, a bunch saying no. So how about we talk about one that's right in the middle now? Balance. Again, this is from Dave Meltzer. In the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he reported that we shouldn't necessarily read into anything regarding John Cena and Steve Austin at WrestleMania 40 regarding the main event matches. However, there is a mystery slot on the show, and there's no word on who or what the heck that is for right now. So, I mean, if you're going to host some kind of big return, Steve Austin, John Cena, Snooki, perhaps, you would certainly think that that would be a leading candidate for a mystery slot. But there's not even a word of where this mystery slot is or anything like that. You'd imagine that if the mystery slot was positioned after or before one of the main events, it would be quite obvious what was happening there. But yeah, very, very ambiguous stuff across the board. But mystery is part of the fun. Looking forward to things, surprises on the night. Obviously, that's a bigger part of the Royal Rumble. But who doesn't love a nice WrestleMania surprise as well? So many classics over the years, ranging from the Hardy Boys coming back and winning the tag team titles to Steve Austin having a match. Although I guess that wasn't really much of a surprise. It was reported quite heavily. Either way, being in the building, as I will be, I sincerely hope we get to see the super team assemble and kick some Bloodline ass.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Speaking of kicking ass, Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. This is getting a bit wild. This is getting a bit heated. So if you didn't see this over the weekend, Becky was interviewed by Steve Fall of WrestlingNews.co, and she was asked about Rhea Ripley doing, you know, the stink face video that went viral, Nia Jax, the Shayna Baszler reaction, which was extremely funny. It went nuts. It went completely crazy over wrestling internet. Becky was asked about that. She is, of course, due to face Rhea for the Raw Women's Championship. Not the Raw. It's not called that anymore, Andy, you idiot. They're facing at the pay-per-view at WrestleMania 40. They've been building this rivalry for ages. Here's what Becky said. That just sucks that we're talking about that. You know, like when I think of the amount of women that were at one stage fighting against that treatment, like that was what they were forced to do in 2 minute matches. Maybe I'm just like stuffy and jaded because this is the stuff I had to fight against. And of course everybody loves it, it's cool and it's edgy, but if I'm a little girl sitting in the crowd and I have my daughter and she's seeing that and she's thinking that that's what she needs to be if she's a wrestler and that's the stuff that's getting a reaction, and if I'm a girl who's grown up and wants to be a professional wrestler and I see, oh well, that's the stuff that gets a reaction. She continues a bit later on, I fought for so long to change that, and when I'm forced to answer about that, I go, that just effing sucks. That just effing sucks. So, you know, her messaging is pretty clear there. Rhea Ripley has responded to this, because of course she has. That's how you build rivalries. Doesn't mention Becky directly, doesn't tag her or anything like that, but she's posted an Instagram post where she just looks jacked as hell, saying, stronger than you in every way. If that makes you mad, you can kiss my ass. So there you go. I think a lot of people took this as a shoot. Like, Becky was just spitting her displeasure, and she may well feel that, and she's entitled to feel that, 100%. But I think they're probably just kind of working here. I think that most wrestlers will manipulate situations like this in order to generate additional heat on top of the kayfabe oodles of heat that they have generated on the shows themselves. So, hey, look, if they're just working, I think it's good. I think it's smart. I think it's just really clever to lean in to stuff, particularly when you have people debating online, is it real, is it fake, blah, 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 blah. That's what wrestling's supposed to be about. And in this day and age, it's very difficult to earnestly work people. Obviously, there are really valid points to be made about Rhea choosing to do this versus being told to do this by some old creepy dribbling man. And that's a valid conversation for sure. But ultimately, I think this is kayfabe. I think this is fiction. And that's kind of where I stand on it. But let us know what you think down in the comment section below. One of the most anticipated matches of the entire show, looking forward to seeing it go down, particularly after last year when Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair just kicked the hell out of each other. I think her and Becky are going to do some really great stuff. Right, let's move over to our Twitter questions for the day. Put a little spread out this morning. Thank you to everyone who responded. Unfortunately, can't get you all on the video, so I've just grabbed three that seem particularly relevant given the stuff that's going on this week. Also, like, a lot of great questions in there, but a couple that we've like answered on recent videos. Try to stay away from them just a little bit, but great stuff. Thank you for sending everything in. Really appreciate the support. This one here comes from Wayno, who kicks us off, saying, what match over WrestleMania weekend are you most looking forward to? Doesn't have to be WWE. So, there's two sides of my brain to this. There's the real graps, super wrestling star ratings, whatever side of my brain. And then there's the crazy popcorn explosion sports entertainment side of my brain. And both of them are looking forward to a couple of matches really high on a very similar level. Wrestling side of the brain, Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe. I might cry at that match, and particularly if Mark Briscoe wins. Eddie's going to be a complete bastard to him. It's going to be wonderful stuff. Like, especially given the significance of Jay passing and the anniversary of him winning the Ring of Honor world title, it's going to be a great time. But then I also look at Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch and think, oh my God, they are going to do such a great job with each other. They are perfect opponents for one another. Also, super on the BS kind of crazy overbooked side of things, both of the WrestleMania main events look unbelievably silly. And I am totally here for that. I want 700 interferences in both of those matches. Make it the most overbooked match of all time. This is a good excuse to do that. Make it absurd. Fireworks everywhere. Let's go. It's WrestleMania. Come on. Next question on the video comes from Mark Smith, who would like to ask, morning legend, content creator versus wrestling fan, does Cody finish his story on Sunday? Also, if he doesn't, how many rubber chickens will be in the ring? Have fun at Mania. I'm looking forward to having fun at Mania. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I think he does win. I don't really see a good argument for Roman winning. I know some people are still rooting for Jey Uso to dethrone him at some point. I don't think that's ever happening. Cody's the guy. Cody is the guy in this company. He is the new franchise player. He is the closest opportunity WWE have had to making that John Cena replacement in years and years and years. He is universally beloved. He is excellent at what he does. He is a great ambassador for the company, and the story is right there. I think that if he loses again, all of that cools off to the point where he can never truly be as hot as he was, let alone this year, last year as well. So I think Cody's going to win. I think he kind of has to win. I know a lot of people out there will argue, oh, well, Roman Reigns needs to get Hulk Hogan's record, which I think is just... Hulk Hogan doesn't have a record. Hulk Hogan is the third longest reigning champion. That's not a record. This is, what are we doing here? It's not Bruno Sammartino. Bob Backlund's up there as well. What are we doing? It's not a record. Congratulations, sir. Here's your bronze medal. If you're going to break a record, you have to be number one. You have to be the top guy. And I don't think anyone's ever breaking Bruno. So let's, for me, end that conversation. Cody wins. However, as a content creator, let me tell you, if Cody loses, things are going to go ballistic and we will have a fun day on YouTube.com. Maybe a fun week. That'd be pretty crazy. The world would just go on fire. Final question of the day comes from Meat Lover, who would like to know, hashtag Meat Mania, obviously campaigning for the Meat Mania Invitational. What's one change you would make to the WrestleMania card, and why is it adding the Meaty Men Invitational to the card? Yeah, I mean, any match that has just giant dudes smacking into each other is something I'm in favor of. So I'm actually looking forward to Bobby Lashley taking on Karrion Kross and his gang. That should be fun. The Metal Guys, Bobby Lashley, the Street Profits. Let's go. Might be a good time. What would I do to change the card? This is going to get hate. I'd get rid of AJ Styles versus LA Knight. I don't think it needs to be on the show. I think that's a perfectly acceptable SmackDown main event or a lesser pay-per-view match. Look, I like LA Knight. I have the utmost respect for AJ Styles. Think he's one of the best of all time. Does not need to be on the show. And at the moment, it's the toilet break match. Kind of is. And I know these guys are popular. I'm really sorry. for going in, but yeah, I would just get rid of it. I don't need it. Save that 20 minutes. Let me get outside earlier. That'd be nice. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining me today. If you like this video, check out this video, 40 WrestleMania facts ahead of the big event. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.